This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize a third shot of a COVID-19 vaccine for some people with weakened immune systems. News outlets say the FDA will likely approve a third shot of either the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccines as soon as Thursday. An advisory panel of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet Friday to discuss giving booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines for some people with compromised immune systems. Scientists have been debating whether to offer extra doses of COVID-19 vaccines to certain immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients or cancer patients. The World Health Organization estimates the pandemic's overall toll could be 2 to 3 times higher than official records due to the excess mortality that is directly and indirectly linked to COVID-19. At this hour, Johns Hopkins University statistics show a total of nearly 4.6 million deaths from COVID-19 and more than 222 million infections. About 5.5 million people have been vaccinated. A large number of the less severe or asymptomatic cases also remain undetected, despite intensified testing in many countries. The Taliban captured a police headquarters Thursday in a provincial capital in southern Afghanistan, as suspected U.S. airstrikes pounded the area, according to officials. Fighting has been raging this week, with the militants seizing 9 cities around the country. Afghan security forces and the government have not responded to repeated requests for comment over the days of fighting. However, President Ashraf Ghani is trying to rally a counteroffensive, relying on his country's special forces. This is VOA News. Rescuers resumed their search Thursday morning for survivors and victims of a large landslide, which crossed a highway in the mountains of northern India a day earlier, killing at least 13 people. A bus, a truck, and 2 cars were smashed in the landslide. Police say dozens of people are still feared trapped in the bus, which was buried by the debris. More than 100 rescuers, including police and paramilitary personnel, have been deployed to clear the rubble using 4 earth movers. Amnesty International says Ethiopian government forces, Amhara region's militia group, and Eritrean forces have been systematically raping and abusing hundreds of women and girls in the conflict in the country's northern Tigray region. As part of a new report, Amnesty spoke to 63 survivors of rape and sexual violence from Tigray, in addition to health professionals working with the survivors. Among the survivors, 38 said the rapes were perpetrated by Eritrean soldiers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told VOA Wednesday the U.S. is closely engaged with countries in the region, leaders in the region, and they're certainly horrified by what they've seen as ongoing human rights abuses in Ethiopia. Zambians head to the polls Thursday to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future, and a second round could result if a candidate does not receive more than 50% of the ballots cast. Sudan's civil cabinet is resolved to turn former President Omar al-Bashir and other ex-officials over to the International Criminal Court to face multiple charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. This according to a statement obtained by VOA from the Sudan News Agency. Several news organizations, including AFP and CNN, reported the handover to the court will take place, but no timetable was reported. The UN nuclear watchdog Thursday promised a comprehensive and objective review of Japan's controversial plan to release treated water from the stricken Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. During its inspection, the International Atomic Energy Agency will consult experts, including from China and South Korea, which have reacted angrily to the release plan. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.